Welcome back to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Doug Brook and Maureen Hartney, authors of the IBM Center Report, Managing the Government's Executive Talent. Maureen, some of the recommendations in this report need to be addressed immediately. Others can be addressed as the administration moves through its time in office. Could you give us a brief overview of short-term activities and long-term actions associated with implementing your recommendations and the talent management framework you identified?
Sure, absolutely. So we sort of break these down into our four recommendations. So I'll do the same, I think, with the short-term, medium-term, and longer-term. So for our first recommendation, that's that government-wide executive management course, so identifying the people that have significant management duties. And what are those positions? So short term in that is that you have to actually identify those positions, which we've talked about. The second recommendation that we have is to create those department and agency level joint management teams. So those are those top management teams comprised of both political and career leaders. So the short term recommendation there is that the White House has to create a clear expectation that joint executive management teams will be created and that they will be used in all departments and agencies, and that those teams will be comprised of both political and career leaders. So the short term there is to announce that this thing is happening and that this thing will go on no matter what. In terms of our next two recommendations, that's create the political executive management corps and create the career executive management corps. Again, you have to identify those roles that are going to be required to have significant management expertise for both of those. And then the presidential personnel office for the political executive management corps has to ensure that the Senate-confirmed political appointees actually have the necessary managerial experience. So now not only are you identifying the roles that you need these people, but now you're trying to recruit and retain the people that have management experience. So those are some of the short-term goals that the new administration can be thinking about. And then in the long term, you know, we talked about periodically convening the members of the executive management corps. That's certainly one that goes into our first recommendation. When it comes to creating those joint executive management teams, a medium and longer term goal is to create performance plans that align incentives and goals. And then another long term goal is that departments and agencies should actually design and hold joint activities during the orientation process or also during the year for both political appointees and career leaders so they can get together and start working out ways to actually work in teams together. And how do you do that with people that have such a diverse set of backgrounds? And then finally, for medium and longer term goals for our third and fourth recommendation, so creating the political and senior executive management corps, those two branches of the government-wide executive management corps, again, you're going to have to actively manage it, but you're also going to have to create the targeted orientation that will help both of these management corps actually go out and understand what they're supposed to do and help align that with the president's policy and policy objectives.
Doug, what can be done to make the next administration recognize the importance of executive talent management and management in general? And any advice for how to get the topic on candidates' radar?
Well, what can convince them that they need to pay attention to it is merely to look at recent history, where the last two administrations have had extreme amount of costly difficulty in implementing some of their major priorities. Think only of the rollout of the Affordable Care Act under the Obama administration and the difficulties with Hurricane Katrina and the George W. Bush administration. Both of those are management failures. And so the administration, the incoming administration, whoever it is, should look at recent history and take whatever steps they can to avoid putting themselves in a position of having management failure because they fail to pay attention to management. So we provided a framework for them to approach this management issues, but you know it's not going to be enough to just simply appoint members to the management executive corps and then walk away and allow on the job training to take place. This concept that we're presenting here requires continuous management, and it has to begin with a good orientation programs, has to begin with a good baseline of understanding of the administration's policy and management priorities. And then at the cabinet and agency level, those cabinet department heads and agency heads will need to manage these teams with individual performance agreements, for instance, particularly for the political executive management corps, performance accountability for the senior political executives got to include the responsibility for management. Performance contracts could be written and enforced to align organizational goals with the management, with the objectives of management and their expectations for performance. This requires some attention, and so we think that that's the key to success here, is to recognize not only the immediate need to recruit and appoint highly qualified management appointees, but also then to manage them effectively so that they're able to perform at their highest capability.
Doug and Maureen, I'd like to know more about you both. Would you tell us about yourselves? What prompted your interest in this topic, and how did you conduct your research? Doug, maybe you could start.
Well, we are both at the Terry Sanford School of Public Policy at Duke University. I'm a visiting professor of public policy, and Maureen is a second-year student in the Master of Public Policy program. I have a governmental background. I have political appointees as Assistant Secretary of the Navy and also of the Army for Financial Management. I was acting Under Secretary of Defense for Comptroller and CFO. And for the last 7 or 8 months of the George H.W. administration, I was acting Director of OPM. And once you've been at OPM, you get interested in these kinds of personnel management issues in the government. And so I've maintained that interest through my academic career.
Yeah, and my history is certainly not as distinguished as Doug's, but before I came to the Sanford School of Public Policy, I was actually in the United States Air Force. So I definitely have an interest in government service, but also how to make government sort of more effective and efficient. And I understand that it's designed to be slow and sort of lumbering, but it would be nice if it was slow and lumbering towards success, and instead you sort of have these periodic failures that Doug talked about earlier, like the rollout of the Affordable Care Act and Hurricane Katrina. So I'm interested in how to make it a little bit better, but also one of my main interests is how to recruit and train talented young people to go into federal government, and how do you motivate them to do that? Even in a public policy program, I'm noticing a trend where a lot of young and very talented, very energetic people are turning towards the private sector. So I'm interested in understanding why that is, and then also sort of motivating them to go back into government service, because I really think that having energetic young people in government can help provide a diverse set of solutions to complex problems and provide different ways to think about things, and a new energy, I think, in government as well. So that's definitely one of my interests.
So, Doug, what does the future hold in this area?
Well, I hate to say that depends, but that depends. And I think it depends on whether the new administration takes responsibility for managing the federal government and understands that good management is essential to carrying out its policy agendas. Some administrations have paid a lot of attention to management. Some administrations have paid very little attention to management. And so I think it depends on the administration's, the incoming administration's willingness to accept this as a primary responsibility. And it also depends on our ability and the ability of others who are addressing this problem to make our voices heard and to provide whatever resources we can to the transition teams and the incoming administration to help them think through these issues. They're going to be busy and they're not going to have a lot of thinking time. And I think that's the contribution that we can make to this process.
Doug and Maureen, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to join me. This is a very insightful conversation.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having us on the show.
This has been a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness with Doug Brook and Maureen Hartney, authors of the IBM Center Report, Managing the Government's Executive Talent. You may order or download a free copy of this and any other IBM Center report at businessofgovernment.org. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.